Today we're going to discuss some halachas that relate to a ger during the gerus process. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, a member of Rabbi Yochanan, Nachri she'osek b'Torah chayav misa, that if a non-Jew engages in Talmud Torah, that is a capital offense. She'nemar Torah tibavim Moshe marasha lan marasha v'lo lehet. So the Gemara indicates that Enoch is not allowed to learn Torah, engage in Talmud Torah, on the pain of death. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yigimel has a parallel Isser. Not only is a Nachri not allowed to engage in Talmud Torah, but there's a separate Isser for a Yisrael to teach Torah to a Nachri. So it's a two-sided problem. A Nachri can't engage in Talmud Torah independently, and the Yisrael is not allowed to teach Torah to a Nachri. The Rambam quotes this the halacha the following way, Perek Yud Melachim Halacha Tes. Perek Yud Halacha Tes. Gai She'asak V'Torah Chayim Misa. Lo Yasak Ela B'Sheva Misa Shalom Levat. So a Nachri is allowed to learn Hilchos B'nei Noach, but at the extent of his ability to engage in Talmud Torah. And then the Rambam goes on to discuss the Isser of Goy Sheshavas, which we'll get to in a few moments. What does it mean, Chayim Misa? Because the Mishnah points out, Chayim Misa is Misa Midei Shemayim. It's not Misa Bezdin. You can't, or Misa, but it's not Misa Bidei Adam, but Misa Midei Shemayim, however that works. We're not going to actively put someone to death, and offer you to death, for engaging in Talmud Torah. So the Achronim discuss, what are the parameters of the Isser of Talmud Torah Lenachri in the extent of a gerus process? As asked, for example, the Munkasher points out, Munchas Alasar Chelev Dalet Simin Samach Gimel, Chelev Dalet Simin Samach Gimel, just practically speaking, there would presumably be a necessity for a gerus candidate to engage in some form of Talmud Torah in order to know what to do once he's Megayer. If he's not going to learn anything and going to be Megayer, he's talking in the context of Brachos, that he's not going to know Brachos in Tefillah. But even more than that, he's not going to know how to keep Shabbos, so the day that he's Megayer is going to be Mechal Shabbos. So it would seem intuitively that there is a need for a conversion candidate to engage in at least the Talmud Torah that is relevant for his training. So that's what the Marsha assumes in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. That's the famous story of the ger that comes to Shammai and Hillel, the prospective ger, with all the funny preconditions. So the Marsha there has a comment.
What time is the Marsha?
Lamed Aleph and Aleph in Shabbos. So the Gemara, one of the versions or one of the stories of these gerim, the Gemara has Ma'aseh b'Nachri Afet Shaya Over Achorei Beis HaMedrash V'Shama Kol Sofer Shaya Omer Ve'Elah HaBegadim Asher Yasu Choshen Ve'Fod Amar Halal Lemi Amar Lo Kain Gadol Amar Osa Nachri Be'Asma Elah V'Sgai V'Shvel Sheyasimu Kain Gadol. So he wants to be Gain or to be Kain Gadol. Balaf Ne'Sham Amar Le Gerim Amanashe Tisimeni Kain Gadol Daf Mubamas Abinyan Shabiyado Balaf Ne'Hilo Gire Amar Le Klum Amidin Melech Ela Misha Yadei Tafsisei Malchus Le Chlumo Tafsisei Malchus. So Hills, the Gemara says Hills Megayim. Then he says, but you can't be a king unless you know how a king's supposed to conduct himself. So go learn how a king conducts himself, meaning learn Hilchos Kohen Gadol if you want to be in Kohen Gadol. Halach V'kara. So he went through the Pesukim. Kevin Shigia Bazar Kriv Yumas Amr Le Mikra Zal Min Amar Amr Le Afilo Davi Melech Yisrael Nasa Osagir Kavacham Be'atma Ma Yisrael Shinik V'Badu L'Makom Mitoch Ava Shahavam Kar Lehem B'ni B'chor Yisrael Tzivu Le Bazar Kriv Yumas Ger Hakal Shabbat Makla Mitar Milo Alakas Kama Bekama. Fine. Hill was Megayer him, but Hill told the one, you learn Hilchos Lakon Gadol, and then he came across the pasuk Bazar Kohen Yumas, and he realized that he's not cut out to be a Kohen Gadol. So the Marsha asked the following question. Umeikar lo habibai Hillel l'neimer hachi? Mishum de lo habibakabel alav l'gayer? So the Marsha is bothered. Why did Hillel only tell him to read the Pesukim after he's Megayer him? Why did he tell him to read the Pesukim before? Then he says, Miksas Tasha, Ha'emekabel geri mishum shocha malachim alav mishum ishas. So we're not allowed to beguire some of the shame davers we discussed last time. So what business does Hillel have being beguire this fellow who's only been beguire in order to become the Kohen Gadol? The Tzarech Lomar. Hadak Amar Balaf Ne Hillel Vigirei Lav Dafkam. So even though the Gemara says he's beguire and then he told him to go learn the Pesukim, it's not exactly in that order. Rather, Lo Girei Ad Lebasar Hachi. Shayada de Ger Asir Maguna. Look, Armel El Nigire, El Shakibel El Gayer. We tell Shalal Lishma, Balishma. So, the Marsha says, the Gemara is not Dafka. It doesn't mean he was Megayer him, and then he told him to go learn. It means that he accepted in principle, Hillel accepted in principle that he's willing to be Megayer him at the appropriate point. And then he told him, go learn the Psukim. And then he learned the Pesukim and realized that he's not allowed to become God. Then why did he Megayer anyway? At that point, Hillel was really Megayer. So even though the Gemara doesn't sound that way, it sounds like he's Megayer on the spot, the Marsha says, La daf. Then the Marsha says, one second, Ein lehakshos, dim kein hef, limdu Torah, kadoshin iskayer, one second. According to the Marsha, that the Gemara is La dafka, and he told him to read the Pesukim before he's Megayer him, isn't that a violation of Gai Sha'osu B'Torah Chai Misa? How is Hillel allowed to instruct the Nachmi to learn Torah, to read the Pesukim about the Kohen Gadol, before he's Megayer him? So Rasha says, Yeshlom Midahacha Kevin Shabbala Gayer Shari Lil Matara. That is Yisr Talmud Torah that applies in a vacuum. If a Nachmi is just learning Torah for his own edification, then there's an Yisr of Talmud Torah. But if he's learning because he's been Megayer and he needs to know the relevant halachos in practice, that the Marsha says is mutter, that's not bechlal, the iser of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There is a Shuvah Rebbe Kiveger, Shuvah Rebbe Kiveger, Kama Simen Mem Dalet. Simen Mem Dalet. He was asked the following question. We discussed previously, or noted previously, that until well into the 19th century, conversion to Judaism was illegal in most parts of Europe. Simon Kveger was asked about a prospective Gayrus candidate who lived in a place where it wasn't possible to convert. And then he has a whole bracket there, which I assume was put in because of the censors, about how important it is to follow the law of the land and not to do anything that contravenes civil law, because we have to be respectful of the local governments. I'm assuming that was put in for the censors. But the Shaila was that this guy's in a place where he can't convert, but he wants to learn davening, and he wants to learn Torah, and he wants to learn how to conduct himself as a Jew, so that at some point in the future he'll be able to travel to a country where conversion is legal, and be prepared to be Megayer at that point. So he doesn't want to lose time, he wants to learn everything he needs to learn in order to be Megayer, and then when he's able to, he'll go to a country where Geirus is feasible. That was the Shaila Kiveger was asked. He quotes this Marsha that we just quoted, and then he argues he doesn't think the Marsha is correct lalacha. He thinks that the Isser Talmud Torah applies even for a Geirus candidate, and he thinks Shad of the Gemara is not like the Marsha, that he actually wasn't the guy here first and then he taught him. Akan Rebbe Kiveger Kama Simen Mendala. So ostensibly Rebbe Kiveger argues on Marsha and assumes that even in the context of the Geirus process, the Isser Talmud Torah is relevant. It sounds like even the parts of Torah that are necessary for someone to know in order to be Megayer. Rav Moshe Yerodeya Chela Gimel Simitzadi. Chela Gimel Yerodeya Simitzadi finds Rabbi Akiva Eiger very difficult to understand. How could it be that a Geirus candidate isn't allowed to learn the halakhas that are relevant to living as a practicing Jew? So he can't fathom that Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually meant what Rabbi Akiva Eiger sounds like he means. Rabbi Moshe says Rabbi Akiva Eiger must have been talking only in the context of the Shaila. The Shaila was that Geirus wasn't in the cards at the moment. It was all Ulay Haibu Ulay, maybe at some point in the future he'll be able to go to a country and be Megayim. But that's so far off that you can't be Matir Talmud Torah now for the off chance that at some point down the road he'll be able to affect the halachic Geirus. But Rabbi Moshe Suzer, Kivei, would have to agree that if there is an actual Geirus process in place now, then Talmud Torah, at least as far as the relevant halachos that he would need to know, would be mutter. So Moshe doesn't believe that Rabbi Akiva Eiger meant what he says broadly, with only in that specific context, but in a Hanami, if a geirus was possible now, if someone's engaged in a practical geirus process, then Talmud Torah should be mutter. There is a comment of the Meiri that puts the Isser of Gosh Asar Gatorah and Gosh Shabbos as well, which we'll get to in a little bit of a different light, which also becomes relevant to our issue. In the Iri Nasugin Sanhedrin, Daf Nuntesim and Aleph, Dibur Maskil Ben Noach. In the Iri Sanhedrin, Nuntesim and Aleph, Dibur Maskil Ben Noach, it writes as follows. V'chein adin im asak b'torah shelo l'kavanas kiyon ikari mitzvaseha. So if a Nachri engages in Talmud Torah not to understand and fulfill the mitzvahs, Ela shalibo chafetz leirei liyidiyah saraseinu v'talmudenu, he wants to understand, to plumb the depths of the wisdom of Torah. Roi li anesh, nimnesha b'nei adam sivurim alav shehu mishalanu. So he should be punished because people are going to think that he is a Jew. Mitoch sharoen oso yodeya, because he's going to present himself as being knowledgeable. V'yavo litosakra, and people make mistakes. So if you have a Nachri coming to the Dav Yomi Shir every day, and coming to the Lacha Shir, learning the Dirshim Mishtabura program, so people are going to think that he's knowledgeable, and they're going to ask him shaylos. And they won't realize that he's a Nachri, and he's not cut out to Paschal Shailos, and people are going to follow him erroneously. So that's the reason that a Nachri can't engage in Talmud Torah, says Miri. Become welcome. Koshu osig bikari sheva mitzos uber proteim. But definitely any Nachri learns Hilchos b'nei Noach. Ubermashi yotze mehem. Afa bisharo gufe torah nechlala behem. Even though if you learn an expansive Hilchos B'nai Noach, so then you can learn a lot of Torah principles that are related to Hilchos B'nai Noach. Mechavin oso, afilu kikoin gadol, she'ein kan chashash l'tor sacharov, sherei af b'shalom ose. But if he's only engaging in the halachos that are relevant to his daily life, to Hilchos B'nai Noach, then no one's going to come to think that he's posek, that he's Jewish. V'kol shekein im chakir yoso, al das lovo atachlu shleimus toraseinu. And if he's learning Torah in order to reach the truth, Aj im yimse'ena shleima yachsev yisgayer, is part of a quest towards Geirus, and that's mutter as well. So if enough, he's going to learn Torah because he finds it intellectually stimulating and engage in the halachic process, he may give people the misimpression that he's Jewish, and people may come to make mistakes and ask him shaylos and follow him. But if he's either learning Hilchos B'nai Noach that are nogeyahim, or he has an interest prospectively in converting, and he's learning what he needs to know in order to pursue that geirus, so that's referred to in the Meiri, that would be mutter. So it's clear in the Meiri that Talmud Torah, in the context of a geirus quest, would not fall under the Isser of Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara there in Sanhedrin. So Lemaisa, the general overwhelming consensus of contemporary poskim is that a Nachri is allowed to learn whatever is necessary as part of the Geirus process, so that'll be properly trained to live his life as a halachic Jew once he's Megayer. We quoted the Minchas Elazar beforehand who says that, and we quoted Ramosha who assumes that. But if you want more Mar Mekamos, Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Vav, Os Aleph. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Vav, Os Aleph. Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Kaf Aleph, Simen Kafei. Chelek Kaf Aleph, Simen Kafei. Shevet Levi, Chelek Zayin, Simen Kuf Samach Beis. Chelek Zayin, Simen Kuf Samach Beis. And Rav Avadia, Yabia Omer, Yaredeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Zayin. Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Zayin. Rav Avadia discusses in broader terms the parameters of the Isser Talmud Torah L'Nachim. Yeah.
When it comes to practically teaching them the halacha, does it matter what the, besides the fact that generally they don't know Hebrew and push it?
Well, part of the process is to learn Hebrew too.
Right.
But, we have a lot of English books these days.
Is there nafgamina? Right. Besides for the English part, but like, let's say you just tell them Kitzur Shacharit versus Mishnah Berurah because Kitzur Shacharit is a Chloe list.
No one at that stage is learning Mishnah Berurah.
Okay.
It's more the Kitzur books or the English summaries. Rav Asher writes this as well. Rav Asher writes in a piece appended to the Sefer Geiris Kol Chasa, in the second section, Simen Tes, which I believe might have been reprinted in the first volume of Kol Chasa, I don't remember, but it's there in the back of Geiris Kol Chasa, second section, Simen Tes, of Beis, assumes this way as well, that a Geiris candidate shouldn't be learning Daf Yomi, he shouldn't be learning Shas Mishnayis, but he should learn everything that is nogeya that he needs to know in order to conduct himself as an observant Jew once the Geiris process is completed. I have encountered over the years a couple Geiris candidates who learned Daf Yomi, but as far as I recall, those two cases that I could think of, they had a previous Geiris, although the previous Geiris may have been questionable, which is why they're going through a more rigorous Geiris, but probably enough to create kulas for the Isser Talmud Torah L'Nachrim. There is a tshuva, the Rambam, Per Hador, Simen Nun, that has one line. I'm not sure how much to make out of it, but the question that the Rambam was asked, Jewish Per Hador, Simen Nun, Sheila, Meimra de Rabbi Yochanan, Gai she'asek b'Torah chayim misa, im ze halacha. So is that an absolute din? So the Rambam in Yad that we just quotes it. V'im tzarech li mana kol bar Yisrael asher yilame davar mei mitzvah sanumadim mishava mitzvah salo. Do we have to tell every Jew that they shouldn't teach Torah to Nachrim, even things related to the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach? The Rambam writes, halacha b'lo safek, there's no question that this is an absolute din, that there's an issur Talmud Torah for Ben Noach and the Yisrael is not allowed to teach a Ben Noach. V'im tia yad Yisrael tekifa layem, and if we were to have the upper hand and be able to control society, yimana mitama Torah ad sheyizkayir, then we would be able to prevent Nachrim from engaging in Talmud Torah until they are misguided. So I don't think that's a diyuk necessarily, that you're not allowed to teach Torah to someone in the process of geiris until he's misguided. It could be not sure he's geiris until he's holding by geiris, but even someone holding by geiris is not megayer yet. It could be that there is a heter of Talmud Torah. So I don't know if there's a diyuk. If you read it literally, it sounds like not allowed to teach him Torah until they're actually misguided. But given that the question wasn't in the context of someone who is in a geiris process, just in general, could be that the kavana of ad sheyizkayir is until he expresses an interest in geiris, maybe in a chanami, at the point that he expresses an interest in geiris, maybe Talmud Torah would be mutter for him. But then the Rambam writes, "Achein eino nerag im asak v'tara." We're not going to kill the Nachri. That's like we saw in the Kesef Mishnah. It doesn't mean Misas Bezdin. We're not going to kill a Nachri who learns Torah. The Chayim Misa Amr v'lo Amr Nerag. K'mosha Amr Shavim Misas Benoach Nerag. It doesn't mean we're not going to kill him. It's not like a Benoach who violates Shemisa B'nei Noach, where the prescribed Misa is Bidei Adam, so sounds like Misa B'nei Shemayim. Then the Rambam writes, V'yachol lamed ha-mitzvos le-notzrim, you're allowed to teach mitzvos to Christians, v'askar va-onesh, ki yesh kama mehem she-yachziru le-mutav, v'heim omrim umodim ki tarasenu zo simen ha-shamayim, hi anasuno lanu aydei Moshe Rabbeinu, v'iksu ha-eslam v'shle Musa. But if you teach Torah to Christians, then they may realize what the truth is, and realize that our Torah is really min ha-shamayim. Ach lefamim yigalu padim she'enam kalacha, but sometimes they'll misinterpret. V'kama mehem im chozim lemutav, v'ein bazem michshol liyisrael. So that's interesting. That sounds like you could teach Nachrim Torah if the objective is for them to solidify a belief in our concept of monotheism and realize the divinity of the Torah. Jewish Parador, Simen Nun. There is a position of the Netziv, the Netziv in Shuvas Meshav Dara, Chelek Bey Simen Ayin Zayin. Chelek Bey Simen Ayin Zayin. By the way, the fact that the Rambam then goes on to talk about teaching Torah to Nachrim in a context would also seem to indicate that there's no absolutist in the previous paragraph, Achi Yisgayer, literally. Okay. The Netziv, Shuvas Meshav Dara, Chelek Bey Simen Ayin Zayin, assumes that the Isser Talmud Torah Lenachim is only an Isser of Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebaal, that there's no qualification, which the Rambam that we just quoted in the Shuvas Parador may sound like on some level, that there's no restriction on teaching Torah Shebaal to an Achri, it's only Torah Shebaal Peh. Because after all, Gemara and Sota Lamed Hay, Yoshua's Metargil the Torah to 70 languages, there Hetev. So that seems to indicate maybe that there is no Isser of Tav. If it was also for Nachrim to
Yeshua?
Yeshua.
Was it
Moshe then? Moshe wrote 12 Sifrei Torah, and Yeshua wrote it. The Gemara says Yeshua wrote it in the 70 languages when they crossed the Yarden. So if it was true that it's Asir to teach Torah to an Achri, even Torah Shavasav, so what does the Shua have writing the Torah in translation? That's in its is right. I'm sorry?
That he gave them the
name. Okay. Right, so that many argument is it, but that's what the Nitziv writes. The Rav Avadya argues in the Nitziv. He doesn't think that's correct. He quotes Rav Avadya, the Shua mentioned before, Chaylid Basin and Yud Zayin, quotes many Achronim who are, he thinks, are befarish against the Nitziv. And he thinks that's incorrect, that the Yisra Talmud Torah applies to Torah Shavasav just as well as Torah Shaval Peh. Okay, for a more extensive treatment, yeah?
No, it's also that says makes it Torah Shavasav, Torah Shaval Peh.
In the context of Talmud Torah Lenacher?
Yeah.
But Tosfos? Find it, shall we? Fine. So for more extensive treatment on the topic of Talmud Torah Lenachim, which is not really our topic now, just quoting it in the Geirus context, there's in the Sefer Toldos Noach, which is a 500 or so page work on Hilchos B'nei Noach that came out a few years ago. He has a whole lengthy chapter on the topic with many Mar Makomos. I can take a look at Mishnah Sager in the second section, chapter 15, as well. Okay, that's as far as Talmud Torah for Nachrim and Talmud Torah for conversion candidates. The Gemara has a related halacha of Gaisha Shabbos Chayav Misa. So the Rambam that we started before, Paragid halacha test, first he quotes the halacha of Gaisha Asa B'Tara, then he writes, V'chein Gaisha Shabbos Afilu B'yom Mimos Achol Im Asa Osa La'atma Kamo Shabbos Chayav Misa. So if a Nachmi makes his own Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference if he keeps Shabbos on Saturday or Shabbos on Tuesday. That's Aser. Klal shel davar, ein manichin osam lechadish das, v'lasos mitzvos la'atma midaitan, ela oya ger sedek, v'yikav akol ha-mitzvos, oyama v'tarasa v'lo yosef v'lo yigra. So either he should become a ger, or he should keep Pilchos B'nei Noach. But an Ochri doesn't have license to make his own Yom Tovim, his own fashion, his own religion, in a way that's patterned after ours. Vim Asa V'Torah, Shabbos, Elchidei Shabbar, Makin Osova, Onshin Osova, Adin Osova, Shil Chai Misa, Alzeh, Aval Eino Nerag, as we saw in the Rambam Tshuva, that it's not for us to kill him, it's a theoretical, or B'nei Shemayim, Chayav Misa. So the Rambam's take on Gaisha Shabbos is that it's related to a type of Chidush Das, that an Ochri is not Mitzuvin Shabbos, and if he creates his own Shabbos, that's like creating a new religion. The Meiri that we quoted earlier sees this in the same context as his take on Talmud Torah. Just like the Meiri says, the reason that an Ochri is Aser in Talmud Torah is because people may erroneously think that he's a proficient decisor of Jewish law and come to follow him. So too, if a Nochri, people believe that he's Jewish, so too, if a Nochri keeps Shabbos, then people will think that he's Jewish as well, and that could lead to a Mishal. So again, the Meiri that we quoted says, Mefurash, that there's no issue of Talmud Torah for a conversion candidate. He doesn't say the same for Shabbos, but one could argue it for the Meiri that if the Meiri's concern is that he may lead to a Mishal if people falsely believe someone to be Jewish, one could perhaps argue that doesn't apply in the same way to a Geirus candidate who's in an environment where people understand that he's studying towards Geirus, and not people wouldn't make the mistake to think that he's Jewish. excuse me. I don't know if Gemara Yavam is here. I forgot to remind.
What's your path?
Mem Chesun Aleph?
Mem Chesun Aleph?
Yeah. Do you have that far? Nope. Okay, so I can't quote it. It's fine. There's a Tosafot Yeshanim on Mem Chesed Aleph Dibur Maskol Zeh. Tosafot Yeshanim Mem Chesed Aleph Dibur Maskol Zeh is in the context of Eved Kenani, but Tosafot Yeshanim, one answer there suggests that maybe there's no Ister of Gaisha Shabbos when it comes to someone, a Nachri, who intends to be Megayer. Then just to note one other Mar Makom, there is a tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger, the tshuva's Kama, in the Hashmatos to Simon Kuf Kaf Aleph. Tshuva's Kiveger Kama, Hashmatos to Simon Kuf Kaf Aleph. He quotes from the Hafla'a that the Isser of Nachri Sheshavas only applies, since when it comes to a Nachri, it's Laila Holech Achar Yom. The Nachri day begins in the day and ends at night, as opposed to our day that begins at night and ends in the day. The Yisr, Gai Shabbos, only applies if a guy keeps Shabbos from, let's say, Saturday morning through Saturday evening. But if a Nachri were to keep our Shabbos from Friday night through Saturday evening, then that wouldn't be an Yisr, or through the end of our Shabbos, that wouldn't be an Yisr of Gai Shabbos. Gvega rejects that possibility. He throws it out as a suggestion, he rejects it. If you assume that way, like the Hafla, he quotes Hafla, he rejects the Hafla, but if you assume like the Hafla, so then there wouldn't be an Isser of a a conversion candidate, Shashavas, if he keeps Shabbos like our Shabbos. We'll get to, when we talk about Mila, maybe we'll get to the sugya of Malvul Otaval and Shmir Shabbos for Malvul Otaval, the controversy in Yerushalayim in 1848. But generally speaking, the Meiri notwithstanding, the Tazi Shana notwithstanding, and the Aflan notwithstanding, the general practice is that the same reasons that we would allow a Nachri to be Osek in Torah, as much as he needs to know to convert, do not apply when it comes to Shmir Shabbos. You don't have the consideration that if he doesn't keep Shabbos 100%, he's not going to know what to do. So, because of Goy Shabbos, the general practice is that we instruct a Nachri to be Mechal Shabbos with one thing during the conversion process. And he shouldn't keep 100% Shabbos so as not to violate Goy Shabbos. He should be Mechal Shabbos with one Malacha. Yeah.
So the concept of keeping Shabbos would mean, parenthetically, what, making Kiddush, not doing certain things? Shabbos
means everything. Meaning Yisr Malacha, 99.9% Yisr Malacha, but do one Malacha.
One
Maisa Malacha over Shabbos. So I think I asked Rav Schechter once, when someone raised this question, this has to be Malacha D'Oraisa.
Right.
So you know, the case in the story with Rav Asher Lemel and the Malvul Otaval in Yerushalayim in 1848, the way the story is quoted, that he told them to write two letters. So that's a Malacha D'Oraisa L'Chaladeus. I think the most common thing people are told is to turn on a light. But nowadays, most of our lights are only potentially Malacha D'Rabbanan. So if you tell them to turn on a halogen light, it could only be Malacha D'Rabbanan, so maybe you should tell him Davka to be Mechal Shabbos and Malacha D'Oraisa.
Yeah, tell him to do Borer or something.
Or pluck a grain of grass. Pluck a blade of grass. Yeah, so that isn't discussed so much in the literature. I mentioned to Rav Schechter once, I think he considered maybe that should be true. But I haven't seen it discussed in the Svarim. Minchas Chinuch raises the following question. Minchas Chinuch and the Shabbos, his Arichas on Shabbos, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, is a section in the new printing of Minchas Chinuch where you have the topics on the side. So the topic is called Asufi. So he raises the following question, it's basically a catch-22. What do you do if you have something who doesn't know, what do you do if you have someone who's a Suffolk Jew, who doesn't know whether he's Jewish? So if he's going to keep Shabbos, so he might be a Goy Shabbos Chai Misa. If he's not going to keep Shabbos, then he might be a Yisrael's Mechal Shabbos, who's Chayiv Misas Bezdin.
Right.
Chayiv Skila. So what does a Suffolk Jew do? Anyway, wherever you go, you run into a potential Chayiv Misa. So Milchas Chinuch has the following suggestion, that he should perform a Malacha B'chatzi Shir. He should write a letter. One letter. What's the cheshvan? That there are no shiurim when it comes to a Ben Noach. Right? Ben Noach is Nera, Gan, Gezel, Pachos, Mishavar, Buta. There's no shiurim for Ben Noach. So if the guy's a Nachri, and he violates a Malacha B'chatzi Shir, so then that's not called, because there are no shiurim for Ben Noach, that's not called keeping Shabbos. Right? If he violates a Malacha B'chatzi Shir, as far as the Ben Noach is concerned, that's considered a Malacha, so he hasn't kept Shabbos. But if he's a Yisrael, so Chatzi Shir is not a Malacha, it's not a Chiv Skila, rather. Discussion whether Chatzi Malacha has the same din of Chatzi Shir, the Rosh Hashanah and Ayin Gimel and Shabbos, does a regular din of Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah, apply to Chatzi Malacha? Believe it or not, it's definitely not a Chiv Skila. So Alatzavid, he's a Jew. If he does a chatzi malacha, then he hasn't violated a chiyuv skil. Alatzavid, he's a guy. He has done a malacha, and he hasn't violated Goy Shabbos. That's the Minchas Chinuch suggestion. How does a Suffolk Jew avoid the problem of what to do with Shabbos?
Well, Chaim says that a person doesn't know Shabbos. It's bad. You do it. The heck is it over? You have to learn in order to.
Okay.
So it sounds like according to his estimation, it sounds like you don't need to actively Mechal Shabbos, if a person is...
Nah, that just means... No, that means that if you don't know the law, because you're bound to be Mechal Shabbos at some point. It doesn't...
Not every Shabbos, just at some yeah. random Shabbos along the way.
Right, it doesn't... doesn't mean that he's definitely going to be Mechal Shabbos every Shabbos. So that's Minchas Chinuch's innovative suggestion how to avoid... Again, he's only avoiding a potential chiyamisa. It does it if chati malacha is still aser al chati shir, he still violated iser. Could even be an iser with a Torah, but not a just not a chiyav skila. The comment in the Pardes Yosef in Parshas Noach Os Nem Gimel, Pardes Yosef Parshas Noach Os Nem Gimel, he quotes a Mechassan Sofer, quotes B'shem Mechassan Sofer, that if somebody is a Safek Jew, then he should wear tzitzis on Shabbos in a Rishos Sarabit. What's a cheshbon? If he's Jewish, so then the tzitzis are a malbush, and there's no iser otzah. If he's not Jewish, so then it's not a malbush because a non-Jew doesn't wear tzitzis, it's considered a masa. And then if he's wearing an rishis harabim, that would be a malacha. So if a Safik Jew wears tzitzis and rishis harabim, he's covered. If he's Jewish, it's a malbush. If he's not Jewish, it's a masa.
I'm sorry?
It's not annoying for him just because. That's what he quotes in the I could hear the other argument. That's what he quotes in the Chassid Sofer. That's the famous joke of the conversion candidate who's told to do one malacha. So he wears tzitzis outside, but they tell him that there is an Erev, so you haven't accomplished anything. He says, no, I don't hold the Erev. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the current chief rabbi, has published a very nice Kuntres Hagir. It's over 100 pages, which is printed. It's available online on the Rabbanut website, rbc.gov.il. It was printed in the 2014 volume of Kenes HaDayanim, which the Batei Din Rabbaniyah put out every year after their annual convention. So he writes there, Kuntres Hagir, pages 148. To 149, that he thinks the following, that we operate with the principle of Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. But he thinks that the whole notion of Safek Daraisa L'Chumra doesn't apply to non-Jews. So if you have someone who's Safek Jewish, so maybe you might have said, well, Alat Sabbath is a Nachri, Goyish Shabbos Chayim Nisa, so he has to be concerned about that. So he says, no. Alat Sabbath is a Nachri, there's no notion of Safik Daraisa, Safik Daraisa Lechumra. So he should be Mechal Shabbos, he should keep Shabbos fully, Alat Sabbath is Jewish. If he's Jewish, he may be Jewish, so he has to be Choshev that he's Jewish. If he's not Jewish, so what do you want to say? Safei goyish shabbos chayim nisa l'chumra. No, no such notion when it comes to nachri.
So why don't we say safei tzarayis l'chumra for nachri?
Because that's a internal halachi principle in halacha, but it doesn't. He doesn't really explain it, but he like intuitively assumes that it shouldn't apply to nachri.
I mean, he doesn't also say in the third paragraph of Sanhedrin that when you have a Mises based in and you have a Mises B'nei Shemayim,
yeah,
that the Mises based in takes precedence, otherwise you're not worried about that clocky.
Yeah, but that's not a case where you have a clash where anyway either whatever you do you're violating something. Right?
No, here we don't want the.
But the issue here.
You're saying catch 22.
Right.
Here, so that's he doesn't do anything. He. I mean, that's our concern. In other words, we don't want the year to do anything because that's a Mises based in.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the Mises Bnei Shemayim, so then that takes a back seat because we have a bigger concern. Right.
But then what you're saying is correct, that practically speaking, we assume, leaving the Minchas Chinuch's fancy gymnastics aside, but practically speaking, we assume that the consequences of Yisrael Shechil Shabbos are greater than the consequences of a Goy Shabbos. So any kind of suffix, and then better err on the side of keeping Shabbos and not violating Mitzvah Bezdin than of not keeping Shabbos and violating Goyish Shabbos. Anyway, Goyish Shabbos, that's not Mitzvah Bezdin, it's maybe Mitzvah B'deshoim, whatever that means. It's not a, we're not going to kill him, it's a more amorphous concept, there may be carvets. So if there's a clash between this kind of situation, better to err on the side of a Safi Chil Shabbos on the as a Jew. So that's what, as a practical matter, in any situation where anyone has any Safi of the world that he's Jewish, we tell them better to keep Shabbos fully, and the consequences of being Lachal Shabbos are potentially more severe than the consequences of keeping Shabbos if you're not Jewish. So if someone had a previous Matalacha Geirus, if someone has some questionable origin but believes they may be Jewish, but just can't prove it and is in a Geirus process, so any of those situations, we would tell them, bottom line, keep Shabbos fully and don't dove into that shaila. The consequences of Chilul Shabbos could be much more severe. Okay.
Does anyone say that, or that's just common sense?
I think that is common. I'm sorry? That is common. I mean, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef writes that in his Kuntres Hagiur there. I don't remember if he says exactly the way he just formulated it, but that's basically the gist of it. I think it is common sense. Again, if you have, it's a maybe. If you want to follow the Chasam Sofer, if you have a Rishus Rabbi Derayis, it could be hard to come across. But leaving
unless
outside,
you're in
I'm sorry.
Unless you're in Tannisville,
right? Leaving outside those the fancy solutions, general practice is whenever there's a Sofer, we tell people to keep Shabbos fully. Okay. One other issue that I just want to address briefly that relates to halachic complications with Geirus candidates, and that's the issue of invitations for Yontif meals, which poses a significant problem because part of the Geirus process is we want to integrate people into the halachic community and expose them to how to live a halachic lifestyle. So one of the best ways to do that and to expose them to how to keep Shabbos is to invite them for meals on Shabbos. So that all works on Shabbos, but on Yontif we have the halacha, Beitza Daf Kaf Aleph, that there's an iser of ochal nefesh on Yantif for a nachri. You're not allowed to be mazmin a nachri for you're not allowed to be mazmin a nachri for Yantif meal ten yarbi b'shvila, because you're not allowed to cook for a nachri on Yantif. That's quoted l'alacha in Arachayim Simen Tav Kuf Yud Beisif Aleph. Tav Kuf Yud Beisif Aleph. E mevashlim l'tzara kusim b'yantif. Lefikach asu lazmino shema yarbi b'shvilo. That's the Gemara there in Beisa Kafal. If you're not allowed to invite a nachri for Yantif meal, lest you come to cook extra for him. Says the Mishabur, there's a katan gimo. Ve'eno mawil mashakvar hichinu kol sar chisuda. He'll say, okay, I'll cook everything ahead of time. I'm not going to cook a Yantif. Still aser. De'eshlocha shema yivashalo v'kidei racheres b'shvilo acharei shema azmino v'rotsu l'chavdo. But if he comes, he shows up, maybe you'll end up putting something else on the fire to cook. Since even if you think you plan everything ahead of time, but there may be situations in which you are marked with shvilo, so that's a low plug. Under all circumstances, there's an issur to be mazmin or nachri for Sudas Yontif. Okay, so is there any potential way out that would allow someone to invite a Geirus candidate for a Yontif meal?
Bring their own food.
I'm sorry?
They bring their own food.
So bring your own food may not help, because still shema yarbi b'shvilo.
Right, the hostess would. Right. It's needed for the
right.
Needs.
So the simplest answer would be to crash. Meaning you're not allowed to invite him, but you crash, just show up uninvited. But that's usually socially awkward and would be a little bit uncomfortable. So there are some suggestions in Poskim, none of which are terribly exciting. So Rav Nissen Karelitz, in the Chud Hashani Yontif, chapter 4, paragraph 3, Chud Hashani Yontif, chapter 4, paragraph 3, page 64, suggests that if you don't invite him, but you say something like, I have food available for you, so then that would be mutter. Because you're not, I'm sorry?
It's like a miral enough, right? That you're giving your remiza.
Right. No, so he doesn't.
No, but you said that once the problem, it's problematic for them just to be at the suda.
Well, no. The iser, there are two things. You're not allowed to go for an akhri, A. and there's a Gzeira Derabana that you're not allowed to invite them. So if they crash, that's okay. So someone suggested to me that maybe you could have a system where, yeah, so you have a Geiris candidate in the shul, so the rabbi arranges with ten of the Balabatim that at some point this guy may crash over yonder, but no one knows when to expect him to crash, and then you tell the guy you can crash at any of these 10 houses whenever you want. So that might remove some of the awkwardness, but it's still a little challenging to orchestrate. So that's where this and Corralis said, if you're not technically masmin them, so you're not going to cook for them, and you're not technically violating the Isser, the Gzeira, the Rabbanon of inviting, because you haven't invited. You just say, I have food for you. Something like that.
So if they come with their own food, I don't understand.
If they come
with their own food,
but and you didn't invite them?
You did not invite them.
If you didn't invite them, then even if they don't come with their own food, they could come.
Oh.
That's called crashing. Yeah.
So is there an Isser Del Reisid to cook for a guy on Yantav?
Is the Isser Ochel Nefesh for a Nochri the Rice of the Rabbanon?
Second
day
of Yom Tov
shouldn't
be a problem?
Right.
No, even if it's Rabbanon, what the
second day of Yom Tov? No, I'm saying what? Just as a sign.
No, I think it's an Isser Del Reisid, meaning the Heder Ochel Nefesh was Lo Nemra. In that case, it's based on Tukim. I think it's an Isser Del Reisid, yeah. So there's a Jew in Minchas Yitzchak, Chele Dei Simen Kuf Yerkes.
So maybe it's Nidcha on the second day Yotzer, you know, before the
Chimel Kuf Yerkes. No, we treat Jew's second day Yotzer as the rice also.
Except Mechush.
Okay,
that's
Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chele Dei Simen Kuf Yerkes discusses the following possibility. That let's say you have a Jewish hotel, a Jewish-owned hotel, and you have a non-Jewish kitchen staff. So, can a Jewish-owned hotel have non-Jewish guests over Yom Tov? Because if you're going to be cooking, the Jewish hotel is going to be cooking for the non-Jewish guests. So that's Ochel Nefesh Menachem, which is Usher. So he suggests that maybe that if you have a situation where all of the staff in the kitchen is non-Jewish, so there's no, and it's not shayach that the Jewish proprietor would end up in the kitchen doing any preparation himself. So in that case, there's no isser in having non-Jewish guests because all the work, all the preparation is going to be done by the non-Jewish staff. He says it may not be good idea for other reasons to have non-Jewish guests in the hotel. But in this case, because it's only a question of riba b'shiurim, you're not going to make a special dish for the nachri. All you're going to do is cook greater quantities. So riba b'shiurim, it says, is only going to be yasid d'rabbanan, and the nachri doing malach is only yasid d'rabbanan. Shvus d'shvus, darkei shalom. If you're going to throw darkei shalom dishes but not letting the non-Jews in, so he thinks that that could be mutter.
Unless, of course, they have allergic issues or they're.
Then you have to put something. Yeah, right, okay.
We can make a mucus.
Right. So Rav Schachter just pointed out along the lines of the Minchas Yitzchak that in theory, if you have non-Jewish help in your kitchen, you never walk into your kitchen, so then maybe it could apply there as well to invite a Geiris candidate to your home if you don't have any access to your kitchen. But having that kemat doesn't exist. Most people go into their kitchens.
Yeah, and especially if they're going to set up, you know, make a special dish for
right.
someone who has
right.
special.
Right. So just to finish up, there is some discussion in the contemporary literature about creative ways of being matne the food to the invited guest before Yom Tov. So in the Masada Rav Kook edition of the Rashban Beya, page. And Kafal from the base, footnote 188, he writes that he heard from Avol Yashiv that you could acquire the food on behalf of the Nachri ahead of Yom Tov. He's talking about a Mechal Shabbos. Right? That's a separate issue, whether this din of Mazmin Anochi does apply to be Mazmin Mechal Shabbos also. So Rabbi Yoshua is quoted in the context of Mechal Shabbos that if you are caught on the food on behalf of the invited guest beforehand, so given anyways Machlokes Nishanu or Mechal Shabbos is Bechlal Yisr, this is what you're lying, but it's not so clear whether that would apply to a Nachri anyway. Nissen Karelis points out that even if you're not getting the food, it's not going to help, because how does that eliminate the problem of Shemi Yarbi Shvilo? Maybe you'll cook something else for him over Yantif. In the Shulchan Shlomo, Shlomo Zaman's Tzakim, Simon Tuf Kuf Yud Beis Osei, Tuf Kuf Yud Beis Osei. So he was asked, or Shlomo Zaman was asked by a Rosh Yeshiva in Russia, whether they can invite a group of boys for Yantav Meal, even though some of the boys were not halachically Jewish, but were interested in being the Geyer. So he's quoted as saying that if you're, forget about being makna the food. The whole concern, the way the Mishnah Berurah said it, is that we're worried you may come to cook more because you went mechabi the guest. Here, you wouldn't be mechabi the guest, you're doing the guest a favor. You're a Rebbe, these are the Bokhrim and the Yeshiva, they need a place to stay. So you wouldn't do anything special to be mechabi them. You're doing them a favor by giving them food. So where you're not honored by the guest presence, you're helping the guest, maybe there's no concern of Sheva Yarba Bishvila. Okay, looks like we're out of time.
The Rebbe's still responsible. And
they
still have that feeling.
Yeah,
I would say, look, there's a kiruv on the other people.